Welcome to the Unintentional Porn Star.
Yeah.
I just finished cleaning, burned some incense, and I'm staring out the window with you, looking at the sun. Oh, actually, I'm going to press pause. You won't notice because I just want to do something with one of my plants. Growing a whole garden where I eat my delicious food I'm growing. There's also other types of plants, but just really loving it. Bringing the homestead in, huh? Yes. Okay. Well, updates over here. Things have been going well with lives, one-on-ones, getting ready for the men's workshop. Things are really coming together for that. That is May 11th, 2024, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it has been requested by some of the TikTokers in my live space. And I'm following through. Have an amazing collaborator I'm working with, as well as a potential other guest coming to present in the workshop. And the workshop is around mental and emotional well-being for men, and it's going to be a safe and delightful space where anything and everything can come forward. The best way to, I guess, find out more information at this point is to follow me on Instagram at Rebecca Reinhardt. That is where I announce any and all of my announcements, as well as eventually you can go to like my website and all this stuff to rebeccashealingcup.com. Anyways, don't want to get into that because I did that last time and I was like, geez, what am I dropping here? Too much information. Either way, I was very excited. Here we are. We're in this gorgeous ass space and we're going to be talking about tests from the universe. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, also today I'm recording it and it is the solar eclipse day. I had the delight to go for a hike on Runyon and other people were sharing their glasses, got to look at it, did some yoga in the park. It was a very beautiful sort of day so far. And I know that the energy has been wild for a lot of people. There's possible disruptions going through either your lives or your energy. There might also be some big shifts and great things coming through for you. There's so many things that can come forward with these types of moon-sun relations and how they affect our energy, the water inside us, and everything else. Opening up portals if people are talking about that, huh? Let's do this. That brings me back just really quickly to the manifestation stuff, right? Where we want to clear away the things that do not align and open yourself up to receive what's already yours, i.e. manifesting what you desire, but it's already yours. We just need to clear away the stuff. So I just wanted to bring that up again. And that is already on rebeccashealinghub.com. It's free. And today we're going to talk about, hey, we've been either thinking about manifesting, stepping into manifesting. We have been putting in the work for so long. We're doing the self inner reflection work. We're blah, 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 blah. We're doing it all. And why the fuck isn't it here? You know, beep, 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 all of these things. And I am privy to this myself as well. And so this sort of feels like this is a two-tone podcast episode for myself and possibly for others, is that when we are working towards our, in quotations, manifestations and our desires and receiving what's ours, we can be brought forward tests from the universe. There is no such thing really as passing or failing, but there is the concept of that sort of being implemented in a sense of more so like, where are you at? What are you ready for? What are you not ready for? What lessons do you still feel you want to step into? Or what lessons are you maybe not aware that might need to still come into your life a little bit? And the trust aspect as well within this whole work is very interesting and can sometimes, what I notice on my lives and even for myself is sometimes, and for my friends, we can feel a little bit disheartened, disappointed, and feel almost like further away from our manifestations when we start stepping into it. And there's a few things that come up for that when we work towards receiving something that's ours, or work towards attracting something that's ours. You know, there needs to be some clearings, whether we are aware to consciously clear that. And I'm going to say and, because it typically happens hand in hand, where we make conscious choices as well as the universe does things for us as well. So if you're experiencing any sort of disruptions, it can be really difficult. I want to hold you in that space. And as much as possible, try to see, and when you can, see that these disruptions or these sort of things that are happening are here to serve you, to make space for exactly what you're asking for. Or if something that you're trying to manifest doesn't come through, trust it, because typically when we receive something down the line, we go, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I asked for. I just didn't know it was going to come through this way. So being as open-minded as possible, and, you know, nurturing any disheartened feelings and caring for yourself and seeing if you can open up your heart again. That's a big thing, to continue to open up your heart, open up your soul, open up your spirit as much as you can to receiving again and to stepping in. So when talking about these tests, a lot of things come forward with that. We literally have these moments in our lives of expansion, as we possibly even open up portals, whatever you resonate with. Oh, the universe is going to go, are you sure? And I know that I've talked about this in past episodes before, but I just wanted to talk about it in a little bit more detail here, is that just as much as you can, when something comes forward and you're like getting tested and you're literally like, I'm frustrated, or I'm sad, or what the fuck, like, ugh, you know, all of the things, it's like, what is the test that is here? Did I, in quotations, pass it, or am I not ready to? And either way, again, remember, there is no wrong way. It's just simply where you are. And the universe, spirit, God, angels, all these things, guides, will honor your choice. And our choice within each moment, our choice within these tests, that's our prerogative, that's our right, that's our ultimate choice, to step in and say, you know, this is something I want, this is something I don't want. And the universe goes, okay. It's just like, simply like, got it, love you, heard, and okay, perfect. So this is where you're at. This is the choice that you're making in this moment. And so beautiful. We're going to honor that. We love you. You're doing amazing. And to follow through with that, here are some sort of tests in the ultimate expansion of your soul during your time here on this earth as yourself in this beautiful body of yours and this beautiful mind of yours. You know, it's like there's going to be some tests along the evolution of your, oh my gosh, my incense is going wild, along the evolution of your soul, you know, and the evolution of your lessons within this life. And we all sign up to really evolve in certain areas of our lives, you know, whether you believe you sign up or not, we all have lessons that come forward. We all have challenges that come forward. We typically all have cycles that come forward, and they are quite unique to us. Sure, we might share some relation to some other cycle, but ultimately our cycles are very much our own, and it is within our own power and choice, LOL, to dig deep into see where the root causes can be around these cycles, these disruptions, this pain, these feelings of like, why does this keep happening? You know, taking that sense of accountability, responsibility, witnessing as much as possible, nurturing yourself for any feelings you're feeling of pain, frustration. Like, yeah, that's valid. You're human. We're human. Those are real feelings. It's real. And so nurturing and caring and stepping in whenever you're ready, if you can, and be like, okay, thank you for this beep test, I guess, you know, or like, thank you so much for that test, or thank you so much, I see it, or oh, I can't see it yet and I can't say thank you, just exist as you are, you know. And if you can get to the place eventually where you're like, thank you for this test, I see the lesson, here is my choice I'm going to be making. And within these tests, the very interesting and very almost twisted and sometimes very difficult thing is when you choose your new self, when you choose your new habits, when you choose expansion or your highest self, sometimes those choices can feel like shit and feel uncomfortable and feel like panic simply because we're not used to it. You know, the whole concept of self-development, I've talked about this a lot in past episodes, is that when something is new, it can cause us to retreat away from it or retract, even when it's the best thing for us or the thing we want that we consider to be the best thing for us, you know? And it can feel really fucking uncomfortable. And just recently for myself, you know, in this whole dating world, this is just an example, is I met someone super cool. And you know those people that you just meet, you know that there's something deeper here. And I don't get that with everybody. And it was this like beautiful man, and he was like super cute, super shy. Our conversation in person was really beautiful. And I was like, oh my gosh, like there was expressed sort of reciprocated feelings or energy. And like in this first meeting with each other, of wanting to see each other again. And it's very interesting because that was so exciting for me. And it still is to a certain extent, you know, it's so exciting for me. And then following that, I was sort of met with extremely unavailable behaviors. And oh, it like hurt. And I was like, the old version of myself, and I love my old version of myself also, by the way, like I'm going to talk about the old version of myself when I was sort of open sexually, having fun with people. That's beautiful. I love that part of her. There's no part of me that denies or thinks that's bad or thinks that I'm evolving because it's wrong. It's like, no, I'm evolving because I'm evolving. I still look at that and I'm like, girl, you were amazing. What a queen. Like you shared so many beautiful moments with a lot of people and it was awesome. So I just want to sort of put that out there that I'm evolving, and not because of shame or not because of like, I need to get out of this habit. No, yes and no, because there's internal lessons for me, but ultimately, no, I love that. I think that's beautiful. And I think it's as long as you're safe, healthy, consensual and all of the things around it and conscious, then like freaking go for it. And anyways, after meeting in person and sort of separating for a bit, I was matched with unavailable behavior. And again, the older version of myself would have been like, you know, it's okay. I see it. I recognize the unavailability, but I would really like to either get somewhere. I'd really like to be held, or I'd really like to go on a new adventure. So like all, you know what, I'm just going to deal with it. I understand what's going on, but I'm going to do it. And to me, that was an evolution before of like not even being fully aware that there was some unavailability in people. So it was like not knowing, knowing and still sort of sitting in that space. And now, as soon as I see that, I'm like, nope, like this is cut. And actually, a lot of my friends are like, maybe try not to cut so fast. And I'm like, well, yes and no. Yes, because I do need to open up my heart and give some time for myself and other people in certain circumstances. But ultimately, even when I'm doing that, I'm noticing my initial reaction was right. So I'm just going to validate myself here for a second and continue to validate myself in that when I see that unavailable behavior, it's just not something I'm interested in. So it was really hard though. It was uncomfortable and hard because this wasn't just someone that I like just met with and thought was like super hot. No, we talked and stuff and I was like, you know, they were in a band. I was watching them for a bit. And it was like something where I felt very connected to, but possibly that wasn't matched, right? And so I had to take that really strong side of myself. And I'm still a little bit sad about it because I don't get that feeling with a lot of people. I'm not saying that he felt that. And I care, but I don't care if he felt that back. I felt what I felt. He did reciprocate. But ultimately, like, it's not being matched and it's not being elevated for myself. And so I just had to make that decision up of like, okay, like, just cut it then, because this is no longer acceptable in my behavior, or like for myself in my life, not my behavior, my life. And so I did it, and I was just like, you know, I responded back after some time, and I was like, I'm really in the space of wanting a man to woo me, care for me, and really be in the space of partnership or like relationship for sure. So if like you're not in alignment with that, like let's just, you know, like just let me know, kind of thing, whatever. And even though I knew, like, I always want to pose questions and see where they're at, but at the same time, I already knew. So it's still in development. I'm not going to lie. There's still like opportunity for development, but at the same time, like, I'm proud of myself either way, because that was a big test for me. This was someone where I felt really held in his energy immediately, and like all of the things, like attracted, and like his eyes, and when we talked, I was like, oh my gosh, like there's like so much going on for me. And it would have been so I don't know if it's easy for me anymore to just like lean into that sort of unavailable behavior and just to be around that energy, just to be held in those beautiful eyes and that beautiful hair and like all of the things, the hug that we had, like, oh my gosh, do I want more of that? Yes. And it's like, this was a really big test for me. I'm proud of myself, but I'm really uncomfortable because all I want to do right now is be held by that man. And yeah, it's like, and that's okay. You know, I hung out with a friend this morning and she was like, you know, as quickly as he came into your life, as quickly as he might leave your life, then someone else can quickly come into your life just as easily as he did. And I was like, yep, that's fair. That's true. Thank you. Needed that reminder. Like, I knew that, I know that, but just needed that reminder. So anyways, around these tests, they can be, you know, even though for me, I guess I technically in quotations passed this test for myself, but I'm not sitting here in all of my glory quite yet. I definitely had moments today where I was like, good for you, girl. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, I love you. I see you. You made that conscious choice. And then like 2 minutes later, I'm like, I'm so sad, you know, like, oh, it's so, that doesn't feel good. I just want to like pretend I don't want something serious just to go hang out. I want a new adventure. I fucking love new adventures, by the way, and they live somewhere that like would be such a good adventure for me. And so there's a lot of stuff that I was like, fuck, like, gosh dang it, but it's ultimately not it. And in me for myself and in this whole conversation of tests is like, in me choosing my highest self, in me choosing the choices and making the decisions that are aligned with my highest self, even though they're uncomfortable, this comfort will build over time. And it has been. I have been very upfront and I have very strong boundaries with people. A lot of people, I find it's a little easier to have boundaries now. Oh my gosh, like, yes, like, let's just celebrate that for a second. My boundary setting is getting better. Da, 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 da. And I guess in this deep rooted, heart wrenching love adventure of greatness too, because like opening your heart, opening your heart is exciting, and it's all of the abundance. That's where all of that lives. And also, like, if it's something that feels a little bit unsafe at first, it could be a little bit excruciating. So all the uncomfortable things, but I know it's in my highest good to continue to open my heart, and to continue to expand and to continue to just say, you know, I'm choosing what is feeling in alignment with my highest self, and sort of allowing them, the universe and the things, to sort of take their time to hear, see, got you next, you know. And so hopefully the next one, like, my goodness, hopefully the next one, I don't even know if I'm saying this in a way of like expansiveness, but maybe I will just say it, let me just say it in expansiveness, is like the next one's it will get better and better, because I have myself, because I have this choice, because I have the power to make these decisions that are hopefully in alignment with my highest self in each moment. Sometimes it's hard to know. That's okay. Like, there's also opportunity and space for their, like, for humanness to come forward, because it's like, if you, in quotations, failed a lesson, it's not just going to stop. You're not just going to fail and that's the end of it. It's like, okay, this one didn't go so well. Here's the next one. So there's opportunity. Here's the next one. Here's the next one. And literally that is why these cycles come forward for us, from what I believe and what I understand and what I really truly know, is these like, okay, try again. Okay, here's another opportunity. They're opportunities. These tests are opportunities for us to continue to choose ourselves, to choose to stand within our highest version of ourselves as much as possible, and continue to elevate in the choices and decisions that we want to within our lives, and to have that conscious awareness in that level of expansion, whether you're thinking of manifesting, or you're clearing the space for to receive, or you're just wanting to feel better, or you just want to have a more balanced version of yourself. Like, all of these things are here to ultimately help guide and clear shit away, which doesn't always feel good, to get us to these things, people, places, and things that are closer in alignment with our highest self. So I just wanted to bring this concept forward around the tests, because they can be, and I noticed this a lot in my lives as well. Like, hey, I'm human over here as well, but on my lives, I very much noticed, you know, people coming on and being like, it didn't happen, like, or no, that's not true. Hold on. What am I trying to say? they'll just feel disheartened by their lessons. Like, I will go on and then be like, it hasn't been much time. You know, I know we talked about this. I know these possibilities are here. And, you know, okay, so we're in this space. It didn't happen again. And so let's talk about that. Well, first of all, for me, usually it hasn't been a lot of time. I know we can get very impatient as humans, which is very valid. Look at me being extremely impatient, like holding space and love and care for that and zero judgment on that. And, you know, these things, these evolutions, these sort of experiences can sometimes take time. Let's also allow the opportunity for things to change quickly, because they can and they do. And ultimately, when we look back, it's because there's been a lot of thought, care, time, effort into these things to make these changes come forward, even if they're quick or slow. So giving that time and having the awareness and the openness to what soon or in the near future might mean. The universal time, as we're talking about all these portals and things like that from the solar eclipse, but the concept of time is really different when you're speaking about energy and universe. Our human time that we've created, we can get pretty impatient with it, and it's there. It's our guide for how we like live in a day. And so it's beautiful. And yet we just need to see if we can open ourselves up to the time frame of soon from the universe. And that does have a level of choice and commitment and stepping in with yourself alongside the universe, so that we are working in alignment with and in junction with, I guess, you know, ourselves, our desires, our highest good, and all of these aspects in the universe, all of the things and all of the things. So yes. So the next time you're feeling disheartened, come hang out in the lives at Rebs the Rekka on TikTok, if it's still going, at Rebecca Reinhardt on Instagram, if it's not for some reason in the future. And we can just be there in the space together. I don't want to change anything in that space. I just want to be there to add some sort of clarity or hope. And if that doesn't come through, then I'll sit with you and we'll figure out how we can get to that place together at some point, whether it's a one-on-one, answering responding to a DM or something like that. I really truly care. And I see a lot of these common themes come up, and it's really been kind of this beautiful thing of it's enhancing the conversation or the way that I'm stepping into my podcast as well. So I'm appreciative of all of you. I'm sitting here with you as a human. I'm sitting here as a healer. I'm so grateful to step into the space. And it's really cool for me in the one-on-ones when there's other mediums or other intuitives that come on for my guidance. I go to them. Like, it's really beautiful. Like, what? Wow. It's just so freaking special. And bringing it back into like life where not everyone feels that way is also really special. So I just want to acknowledge that. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. And come hang out if you ever feel disheartened, and journal, do all of the things for yourself, and see as much as possible whenever you're ready. And if you're not, don't worry, if that's okay. But if you are ready to see that these tests are opportunities for us to really, truly ascend. Ah, damn. Bum, bum, bum. Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to sit with this, just with what I said as well. And we'll connect. Let's connect. And thanks for being awesome. I love you. Ciao, ciao. Hey, thanks for listening. Please visit my website, www.rebeccareinhardt.com. You can find all the information of what I am working on. You can sign up for emails so you can get some cheeky emails from me and updates. And thanks for listening. I can't wait to connect with you. Find me on Instagram, find me on TikTok, find me on YouTube, find me everywhere, you know? Let's make it a game. Just kidding. RebeccaReinhardt.com. Okay, bye.